Dear, I don't know why you insist on squirming while I do this. Hey, I wouldn't be messing up if you would stop moving. It's hard to concentrate while you keep moving around like that. Hey now, which one of us had the idea to do this in the first place? If I can remember correctly, it wasn't me. You're the one that's considering exploring options in the bedroom. I don't know how you came up with the idea to do this in the first place. Did your friends show you something? You know why I ask. After coming back from your 3-day-long adventure with them, you insisted that I turn myself into a slime, just to try things out. It took me 3 days to find every single last bit of my body. Yeah, excuses. Anyway, at least I am not the one being experimented on this time. So, what has you so desperate into being turned into a beast? Do not use weirdness as an excuse. That has never worked. And it never will. I am much more of a degenerate than you are. Try again. Because it would be cool. Baby. You can either tell me the truth now, or I can turn you into a bunny. Oh, you don't see the threat in that? All right. I'll turn you into one of those really cute and fluffy bunnies and just pamper you like a princess forever. How does that sound? Yeah, it's half a threat and half enjoyable, I know. But I don't think you want to be a bunny forever. Now out with it. Why do you want to be a beast? Oh yeah, for the bedroom. But how did that get into your mind to begin with? There's nothing about you that needs to be changed. You are perfectly fine the way you are. I see. You just want to explore. I understand that. However, the way you describe this beast that you saw, it doesn't make any sense. And if I have no idea what the beast even looks like, it's pretty difficult to turn you into it. It's quite difficult to think of a beast with multiple arms, especially one that won't kill you. And the way you described it, it was huge. Did you see something that was mythical? Maybe something that hasn't been documented yet. I was taught of many mythical creatures, but what you've described, it sounds impossible. I need to do more research. What do you mean we don't have time? My. What an impatient man I have. Okay, I'll try it your way. We'll play around and we'll see what happens. But if your guts turn inside out, do not blame me. Hey, what did I just say? It is not my fault that I accidentally turned you into a Balrog. Also, you said it was a creature that I would like, and I love Balrog, so my bad. Alright, let's just try something out, okay? Let's just see if I can string up some words together, and we'll watch what happens. Change his body so that on it I can feast, turn this man into a beast. Oh, Are you kidding me? Why do I even have this grimoire if I can come up with random stuff out of thin air? Ugh. Wait, what are you? Baby, can you communicate with me? Okay, you can. But how? You look like you belong underwater. What are you? No. You look like you belong underwater, but also like you belong in a swamp. Or in some twisted nightmare dimension. Do you feel okay? Are you sure you feel okay? Can you even feel? Try to move your arms a little bit. Oh, speaking of which, how many arms do you have? From what I can see, you have 18? No, there's more. There's more spawning. Look into this mirror, okay? Does this resemble the beast that you saw? This is what you saw? And you're still alive? Was it docile? Because it does not look docile. You found it to be friendly. I guess I'll take your word for it. There has to be some type of explanation for this. Why in the world would there just be some type of tentacle beast lurking about around here? That can't be good. It's great. Why is it that you wanted to transform into this beast? What about it did you think I would like? I can see where you're coming from. But I don't know. This looks like it would get awfully messy. Well, someone seems pretty gung-ho to try this out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll try most things once. But are you sure this would be safe for me? I feel like I would need to do another spell so I don't get hurt. And I hope you realize, after making me spend the entire day trying to make you into this form, if I really like what I receive, you may stay like this for a long, long time. For at least a couple of days, yes. I've used up a lot of mana trying to help you. If you're so confident that this is going to be great, prove it. Whoa. I didn't expect for you to be that strong. I like how this is going already. If you can lift me this easily, just with one arm, what else can you do? Show me. Hey, wait. Promise me, most importantly, that you will not go too crazy. And don't worry, I'll tell you when I've had enough. I'll make it abundantly clear with a fireball directly to your face.